Coffee Means Love, written by Seashell and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. Summary: the wooing of Clint Barton through coffee and food. Clint stares despondently into his empty cup of coffee. There are only a few sad drops clinging to the bottom of it. The rest has mysteriously disappeared. "Aw, coffee, no," he sighs sadly. "Where have you gone?" A snort from somewhere beside him startles him out of his misery. But before he can drag his tired gaze up to see who mocks him in his plight, there is suddenly a coffee pot filling his field of view, and the smell of the delicious brew hits his nose. Clint moans in delight and takes a huge gulp of the most amazing coffee ever. And, of course, promptly burns his tongue. "Ow, ouch, damn it," he swears. "So worth it, but ouch. Why are you doing this to me, coffee?" Another snort reminds him that there is a person attached to his newfound coffee-having state, someone he owes a thank you. Looking up, he croons, "My savior." But the words die on his tongue when he recognizes just who his savior actually is. Bucky. The fucking Winter Soldier. And he looks like a deer caught in the headlights of a speeding truck now that Clint is actually paying him attention. As if now that Clint is awake enough to recognize his presence, Bucky suddenly doubts all his life's choices that led him here. And Clint can't have that. Not when this is the first time he's ever heard Bucky make any kind of noise. Ever. He knows that Bucky can actually talk, because that's what Steve tells him, but Bucky struggles with it. Clint can imagine that voicing his own thoughts and feelings is not something Hydra encouraged, which makes it even more important that Clint reacts in a way that shows Bucky that Clint is happy to hear him. "I love you," Clint says, or rather asks, proposes. Bucky's whole face relaxes, and his shoulders drop in relief at Clint's ridiculousness. Which is fine, Clint supposes. He's lucky that Bucky is generous enough to just snort in amusement again. Success, right? Rolls his eyes and steps away from Clint to get a cup for himself. But there is a small smile lingering on his face, so Clint's tactic works, which means that he hasn't messed up completely. And that with no coffee in his system. Okay, maybe one coffee? The drops in his cup had to come from somewhere, right? But one coffee is no coffee and all that. Anyways, Bucky is smiling. Or he looks sort of amused. Whatever, there is something going on that gives Bucky's lips a happy shape, which is the important part, if you ask Clint. And Clint made it happen. After that memorable morning, Bucky doesn't appear in any of the common areas of the tower for a long while. The same while, Steve looks strained and tired all the time. A circumstance that makes everyone concerned, most of all Tony and Nat. Clint tries not to add to the strained energy around the tower by staying away himself for a while. The next time Clint runs into him is in the middle of the night, in his own little apartment. Clint offers eloquently, after he tumbles in through the window to find a very grumpy-looking Bucky on his couch. In his defense, he hasn't slept in almost 3 days, and his head is still ringing from the blast that sent him flying for more meters than he likes to think about. It's safe to say that Nat would kick his ass if she knew that he didn't let himself get checked out after that. Well, looks like he'll get his ass kicked anyways, judging by Bucky's glowering stare. But instead of an ass-kicking, there's a cup of coffee in his hand, and he's stirred gently but persistently to his couch? "Huh?" Clint manages to ask. The answer is a calloused hand on his shoulder, gently pressing him into the cushions. While Clint is still trying to process what is happening, Bucky looks him over, gently moving him this way and that, cleaning his cuts and putting butterfly bandages or stitches on the worst ones. And then Bucky sits on Clint until he falls asleep. Which is just weird, but also helps. Clint definitely won't complain. From then on, every time Clint stays away from the tower for too long, or at least too long for Bucky's liking, he shows up at Clint's apartment. Sometimes to patch him up. Sometimes to drink a coffee with him before he disappears again. Never to talk, though, but Clint is okay with that. The visits that surprise Clint the most are the ones where he comes home from a mission, or another dispute with the Russian idiots that owned the building before him, to find Bucky cooking something in the kitchen. Sometimes it's simple comfort food like tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. Made from scratch, of course. Even the damn bread. Sometimes it's more elaborate. On one memorable occasion, Clint comes home to Bucky making a goddamn roast meatloaf. In his kitchen. Complete with chocolate cake and espresso as dessert. And it's all so damn delicious that Clint has to fight not to fall to his knees and cling to Bucky like a burr. And ask him to marry him. Because that would probably be a bit creepy, right? But that is a thing now. Clint is totally and utterly smitten with his mostly silent visitor. He has no clue what to do about it but silently pine so that he doesn't scare Bucky away. Which would be a total disaster because for some unfathomable reason, Bucky seems to actually like being in Clint's home. And Clint really enjoys having him there. More than that, he absolutely loves it. Now he just has to make sure not to destroy this for Bucky and for himself. Of course, it takes something dramatic for them to break the status quo they found themselves in. It's a really bad tumble on Clint's part that does the trick, complete with dramatic fainting in a pool of his own blood, right in front of Bucky in his own living room. Clint isn't sure how long he's been out, but when he wakes up, it's to Bucky sitting by his hospital bed, staring at him with his 100-mile stare. "Don't you ever do this to me again," he rasps, voice rough with lack of use. And maybe something else. Clint clumsily grasps for the other man's hand until Bucky slides his hand into Clint's. Their hands fit perfectly together, rough and calloused as they are. Clint squeezes Bucky's hand in answer, too tired to form words, hoping that Bucky understands nonetheless. He falls back asleep to the soft press of lips on his forehead. The end.